Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
Hey, guys. Today, welcome back to another episode of this podcast about the life and times of Alex Jones. We're a couple dudes who like to sit down, have a good time. Twist.
What's the twist?
I listen to tons of Alex Jones and
InfoWars. I thought it was that we drink a lot of wine during this podcast.
No, just a reasonable amount of wine.
That's true. It is a reasonable amount.
The twist is I am an expert on Alex Jones.
And
user,
I don't know a goddamn thing.
But you're a quick learner, and I appreciate it. Guys.
unfortunately for my psyche.
Yeah.
Oh, if only I were the Eddie Bravo of this podcast.
If only you could be blissfully... dumbly going through this and just
Oh, what a wonderful world.
Guys, I want to say this up top. If you are sensitive about stuff, please turn off this podcast.
I love your specificity.
Yeah, trigger warnings abound. Today we are going to be discussing an episode where Alex Jones is disgraceful in many ways about the subject of abuse to children. And I don't want to do this episode. Jordan.
All right. Well, guys, thank you very much for listening to the first 5 minutes of this.
Andy in Kansas.
That would be great. We just release a 5-minute mini-sode and everybody's like, what the fuck is going on? Aren't their episodes usually 8.5 hours long?
We've talked about this. We've texted and discussed this. I sincerely don't want to do this, but I think we have to.
Yeah. You've kind of made it clear that if this is to be your true crusade against Alex Jones, eventually we're going to have to dive into the heart of darkness.
And in the interest of actually covering what he talks about, if I were to ignore this, I would be remiss. I would be derelict in my duty. And it just so happened that on Friday, March 31st, Alex Jones did an episode that I think is one of the most disgraceful things I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. Awesome.
I posit that this is where Alex Jones takes his propagandizing and being a bad person to an entirely new level.
Oh, wow.
And I'll get...
I find that hard to believe.
I will get into...
Now, admittedly, I'm not the Alex Jones expert, so all I know is the worst of what it is we've seen, and I feel like that's more than enough to go to hell.
I will get into all of my reasoning, why I think that this is the case. I will establish my premise.
Okay.
I will give a few more warnings, but first what I want to do is play an out-of-context drop of Alex Jones from this episode that has nothing to do with what we're going to be talking about. Oh, my God.
But I do love the fact that in the White House, they don't call me Alex Jones when they talk about what we're doing or when they give us a call. They say... What is the Texan doing? The president says, what is the Texan up to? And so I am just so honored that they see me as the archetype of a Texan. And that's what it's all about.
You can hear Leanne McAdoo there in the background going,
Which, or they refuse to speak your name out loud in case they are fucking being recorded.
You will hear her go, at another point when Alex says something fucking horrible.
Oh, yeah.
She goes,
Do we have emojis for Leanne McAdoo's face whenever Alex Jones says something truly horrible and she has to sit there watching her soul crumble into tiny little pieces?
It's not nearly as shocked as I would like it to be. I would like her to be more offended by the things he says, but unfortunately I think she's in his business. So I want to say this.
Later.
Jordan, I've written a clarification that I'd like to say as a boilerplate before we do this episode.
You wrote it down.
I did because I want to make sure.
Full on, I've got to have this word for word appropriate.
Well, not really.
We can't fly by the seat of our pants on this one.
Not really. I just want to make sure that I'm clear.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying. Here we go.
All right.
This is Dan reading. In no way do we seek to minimize the seriousness of abuse against children, nor are we in any way impugning the important work that law enforcement agencies do to fight against it. We acknowledge that pedophilia is real and a very serious problem in our society, and we don't pretend that we have any answers about the bigger picture questions regarding it. It is ours, and by ours, I mean me, it is my sole contention that Alex Jones, a documented propagandist and liar,
this is... Dan Reed.
I did not do a great job writing. Alex Jones is a documented propagandist and liar, and in this episode, his behavior is not above board, and his actions absolutely serve to hurt the cause of protecting children. My contention, Jordan,
yes,
that I'm going to be laying out over the course of this episode,
all right,
is that Alex Jones intentionally put on a piece of staged propaganda, and he used his audience's understandable disgust and fear about pedophiles to exploit them. I believe that his motivations are threefold. One, he wanted to save face after everyone in the world, in publications and on the internet and in social conversations that I've had, made fun of him for desperately trying to avoid a lawsuit over his coverage of Pizzagate.
Right.
Two, he wanted to sell more of his products, because I think he's going through an economic downturn.
Because he's broke.
Three, finally, he wanted to perpetuate the myth that Donald Trump is working behind the scenes against a pedophile network. He's doing this because if that myth is accepted, it follows from that position that a pedophile network actually does exist.
Yeah, and if it does exist and Donald Trump is fighting against it, well, you'll forgive a whole hell of a lot because somebody has got to stop these goddamn pedophiles.
Right, and implied in that third point is all of our enemies are demons.
Yeah.
All of our enemies, those that we fight against, I mean, look, you can't be bogged down in the small potatoes of,
right,
of trans rights or the fact that Cole isn't coming back. We are fighting literal demons.
Right.
That sort of thing.
And you can't negotiate with them. You
nope.
can't do anything other than kill them.
No quarter.
Yep.
And
it is a war.
I don't know if you think that my claim or my contention is too bold. What do you think? Just hearing that laid out, what do you think?
I think I'm only going to refer to him as the Texan from now on.
The Texan. That clip, clip in my files is labeled code name the Texan.
That's actually, you know what? I can't allow that because that actually does make him sound pretty cool.
Yeah, kind of cool.
Yeah. I would take code name the Texan.
You want to be the Texan from now on?
Nah, not really. I think I hate Texas.
Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan over there, the Texan.
The Texan. I would have to do a voice, and that would be very hard for me.
So this is us riffing around and desperately trying not to get back on topic.
It's me kind of sitting here going like, am I even necessary for this podcast? Because if I laugh, I worry that you're going to think I'm a monster.
No, I mean, sometimes you have to laugh to not cry. But the reality is I have cut out a lot of the really horrible stuff. So if you're worried that we're going to be playing tons of clips of Alex really just like a pig in mud rolling around in the filthiness that he believes is going on, I've cut out most of that stuff. It's not going to be graphic.
Okay.
But my contention will be borne out over a series of clips.
And if you've got this, I imagine that we've got more than enough already. And if you feel the need that you want to make sure that you can bury him in his own goddamn filth, you can go find him rolling around in that filth.
Absolutely. And, you know, I cut out some other stuff where he really goes hard at Muslims, claiming that they're mostly responsible for sexual violence, that sort of thing.
Sure.
I've cut out a lot of, like, extraneous parts where he tries to bring in how abortion is part of it, too, and, like, celebrating the killing of children is what abortion is about. It's absolutely not. So I cut out a lot of complete nonsense to try and streamline my point that I believe that this is all theater. And I think he knew it from the beginning of the show to where the show ends.
Oh, wow. So he's focused and this is pre-written.
I don't think,
or at the very least,
pre-written.
At the very least, pre-planned.
Yes.
And this whole thing is, yes.
I think more likely than pre-planned, he had a belief that things would go the way they do.
Uh-huh.
And that's what he was hoping for.
Okay.
Because he could exploit it.
All right.
I know we're speaking too vaguely, and I apologize.
Well, I don't know anything, so I'm just trying to speak as much as I know.
Okay, so basically what ends up happening, the plot of Friday's episode is that he has a guy on the show named Craig Sawman Sawyer.
All right, well, I'm already out.
He's not a mass murderer. Well, maybe he is. He's a former Navy SEAL.
And well, then, yeah, he's probably a mass murderer.
From all the research that I could do into his past,
uh-huh,
I didn't find, like, a ton of red flags, like a lot of Alex's guests. There's not the, like, weird, horrible track that I can find
uh-huh
behind him. And so, and he's, for what it's worth, it seems like he might have his heart in the right place.
Okay.
he is coming on to promote a new website that he has started and a new initiative called vetsforchildrescue.org.
Where that sounds like a very positive thing. And going by the name, I can assume that at the end of your very next sentence, I will fully support this website.
Listen.
So the answer there is yes.
How things play out is what this episode is all about. But for now...
Please don't rhyme again.
Sorry. But for now, let's just get to the first clip. In this one, Alex talks about how evil the forces that they're against are. And then on top of that, he gets into some facts that he has wrong.
And so it's like evil's coming out of the nest. It's coming out of the cave. It's like the devil walking around roaring, seeing who he may devour. And so none of us have all the answers. I don't know exactly what to do. I just know I'm going to get the word out and move forward. We're going to beat these people. But we're dealing with very, 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 very wicked people. Trump has arrested, it was 1,800 a few weeks ago, it's over 3,000 alleged pedophiles. But a lot of times it's not child porn. It's with the kids in cages, okay? And the big telltale sign is like California on February 2nd. KTLA, biggest TV station in L.A., 434 arrested, 28 kids in bondage, some of them in cages. Nothing about the kids, nothing about where they are now, nothing about what was going on this network. And I've seen this type of article thousands of times over the years. And so this is the real currency of the globalists. So I don't know where we're even going here today other than a brainstorm session about what we can do. And I know a lot separately, people are sick of this in the military. They're tired of the Islamic takeover, the globalist takeover, the head of the EU threatening to break the United States up yesterday.
So
you can't put all those together at the very end.
No,
you can't say that bullshit and then just throw on and then it's the Democrats and it's fat people and it's everybody who doesn't believe in Jesus,
Muslims, the EU,
it's,
UN,
everybody who supports the ACLU.
But you can, because he believes that all this is all packaged together and that. You know, I mean, we've been over this a little bit, and he does say this later, that children are the currency of the globalists.
Yes.
And what he means by that is that they trade child slaves around, and that's the way that they gain favors with each other.
That's a very inefficient currency.
Absolutely.
How do you know Bitcoin? How do you know when the value goes? Is there a stock market for that? Like, what are we talking about here?
It's insane to try and bring reality into it.
What's the Chinese exchange rate for that? I want to know what's the Chinese version of the yen. What's the yen to child? That's what I really want to know.
I don't think we should broach that too much further, except to say I think Alex didn't read this KTLA article. That is what I think he didn't.
Shock.
Do. So
I am shocked.
I have read this article, and many more.
I am also shocked,
and many, many more. Alex's presumption and his main theme about the world as it is that Trump is rolling up these pedophile networks.
Yeah, he said Trump has got 3,000. Why? Where did that come from?
That number I cannot substantiate in any way.
And Trump is supposed to have done this personally?
He's given the green light, is what Alex says. He's told these agents who had been being held back by Obama because he doesn't want the sex trade to end. You know, he was holding them back. Now Trump,
because he owns stock.
Right. In the Chinese yen market.
Yeah, exactly.
And Trump has let them off the chain, and that's why there are so many arrests now. Mm. Now, this theory and narrative is incredibly full of shit. And yeah. I'm going to explain why. But before I do, I'm not in any way, again, impugning the law enforcement officers who are doing good work.
Here's my operating philosophy.
All right.
Currently. Alex Jones is talking bullshit.
Yes.
It is fine to make fun of Alex Jones' bullshit.
Yes.
It is not my intention to laugh and giggle at reality of child trafficking.
So,
are we cool there?
Yes. Yes.
Let me read my prepared statement.
Please don't.
I've written it down on my phone.
Oh, I thought you were going to pick up that rag.
And wipe myself off. Anyways.
So, here's how the article starts. Hundreds of people were arrested and dozens of sexually exploited children and adult victims were rescued across California during a statewide operation to combat human trafficking, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department announced Tuesday. So that starts out with, it does say dozens of sexually exploited children, so Alex could have read that and gone from it. There's no indication of kids in bondage, there's no discussion of cages, none of that information is there. As best I can tell, because I Googled it, I looked into this as deeply as I could, there is no stories anywhere currently about kids in cages. There are a couple stories from the last few years, and they're all massive parental child abuse stories.
Okay.
Kids being saved from abusive parents.
Right.
Those are the only stories I can find that involve cages. And that's not to say that that's not horrifying, but it's not what Alex is talking about.
Right. It's at the very least bad parenting.
So now, here's where Alex gets in trouble. The second paragraph.
All right.
More than 30 federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies and task forces, including the Los Angeles Regional Human Trafficking Task Force, participated in the third annual Operation Reclaim and Rebuild enforcement operation, according to the sheriff's news release. It's the third annual one. It says nothing to do with Trump.
It's like a marathon.
Yes.
It's like the Boston Marathon.
Yeah. It's
they do it every year.
Yeah. And you know why they do it every year?
Because it's bad.
Also, because Barack Obama started it.
Oh boy.
This is a part.
This is, I think Alex should start reading these articles.
I think it
would be a good idea.
So, I mean, this was because of Obama.
Yeah.
In 2010, former President Barack Obama declared January National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month.
Right.
Barack Obama started that.
Yeah.
When were these busts?
Well, he sold his stock.
But when were the busts? They were at the end of January. They
yes.
were the culmination of Human Trafficking and National Slavery Prevention Month.
Yeah.
They were the ceremonial end of the month that Barack Obama, who is allegedly soft on human trafficking, created.
Oh. Well, hey, I'm starting to like this Obama fellow.
Also,
I think he's not too bad a guy.
Yeah, also,
I think Alex Jones might be wrong.
Also, a little dumb statistic for Alex Jones to chew on for a little while is that U.S. human trafficking arrests hit an all-time high in 2016 under Barack Obama.
That's crazy.
And?
Well, it's because law enforcement knew Trump was coming.
Right, right.
That's why. Yeah. Because they knew Trump would let the proverbial dogs out.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, the Baja men have finally got their answer.
Somebody was up, the body was bumping. Yippee-yi-yo.
I don't know that much.
That's all I remember. That's not all I remember.
Don't lie to me.
So,
don't lie to our listeners. Don't be that Alex Jones.
How do I know that these busts had something to do with the National Human Trafficking Awareness Month that Barack Obama started in 2010?
We've got a couple of reasons that you've already established.
Do you think it's just I'm guessing? That just timing matched up and I'm like, oh, it must be that.
No.
No, I read the sheriff's press release.
Oh!
And they explicitly lay out that it was a 3-day operation at the end of January to coincide and be in conjunction with Human Trafficking Awareness Month.
The one that Obama started.
Whoops! Yes. So that entire narrative about Trump being responsible for all this stuff is really busted.
It's made up in order to once again take credit for Obama's actions because we can't... The great thing about Trump for all the Republicans now is that they get to pretend that Trump is responsible for all the good things that they couldn't allow Obama to have.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to take all of the, look at how the economy's booming. That's Trump. Well, we can't admit that Obama took us from a terrible place to where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the good shit that's happening.
They can
we
finally
can't
celebrate.
Admit from that Obama was a good president. And they really like and respect him mm-hmm. for what he did. They just can't in their brains connect it to what he is.
Thank God it's not because of racism or anything.
I know. It would be terrible if racism was still around.
Yeah, it'd be awful.
It's
but,
good that once Obama was president, we got rid of racism.
So 474 people were arrested.
474.
In this sting operation throughout the entire state of California, which is a massive state.
Yeah, that seems low.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of people, but
yeah.
It's, I mean, let's not judge the results.
No, no, I mean,
you would expect if they were stinging the entire state, you might get a couple thousand.
Yeah.
But who cares? Look, the reality is 28 children who were sexually exploited were saved. And that's awesome.
That is awesome.
But the thing I want to make very clear is that legally speaking, a child is anyone under 18.
Yep.
So Alex's whole thing about this being 5-year-olds in cages and shit like that.
That's what I immediately think.
That's not necessarily true. We don't really have that information.
And it could be just a larger part of the fact that there's still a lot of women trafficking going on.
Uh-huh.
And it's not exactly like they care if it's a 18-year-old woman.
Right, or a 17-year-old woman would count as a sexually exploited child.
Exactly.
And you should not be having sex with minors, ever. I'm going to come out on record and say that. I'm going out on a limb. But I will say that it's very different in the mind. Like, what you picture, if it's like an elementary kid or a runaway teen.
Yeah.
Neither are good, but they're very different.
They are.
Now.
My natural instinct to, like, oh my God, it's a 10-year-old, you're a fucking monster, is, it's not good, but it is lessened if it's like, oh, it's a, you know, it's almost a grown woman.
Part of that is because.
It's still awful. It's the worst. I hate it.
It is awful, but you have to recognize that there are tragic realities in our world. And a lot of times people come from terrible home systems, or, you know, they might run away from home, or they might just be homeless, they might get into drugs. There's a lot of terrible paths that could lead a 16-year-old of their own volition to end up in prostitution and get arrested / saved in an operation like this.
And do you know,
I'm not saying that's all of this.
Do you know what is the largest, percentage minority that winds up having that happen to them?
Trans?
Yeah!
Yeah. So, interesting. Alex doesn't give a fuck about
Boy,
that.
Boy, it sure would be nice if we accepted trans people.
Especially, well, we're gonna get to that later, unfortunately.
Of course!
So, but the other thing I want to point out about this California situation that really pokes a hole in the whole narrative that Trump is going after pedophile networks.
Literally everything Trump has ever done.
Well, but in, well, let's not get into that because that's a whole other...
That's a whole big mess.
Yeah. This statement from the sheriff's press release. Investigators focused enforcement operations wherever the trafficking of human beings took place. From confronting the reality of sidewalk prostitution by conducting John stings to challenging the virtual...
All right, I'm against that.
To conducting or confronting... To challenging the virtual reality of the cyber world where traffickers believe they can operate anonymously using the internet. The experience of specialty trained cyber detectives who posed as vulnerable teenagers and interacted with suspects on social media, through that, traffickers and customers who were anxious to exploit found their plans foiled. So, a lot of this
was preventative.
Sure.
Yeah.
There were some, you know, children and, prostitutes who were adults who ended up being saved because even adults need help if they're in a pimp situation that they can't get out of.
Absolutely.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Maybe we should
protect them as well instead of considering them criminals and forcing them to work in an unregulated industry. Maybe sex workers are actually a valuable part of society and should be treated as such. Any hoozle.
That is a larger point that I want to make also is that a great number of these arrests are just
prostitution stings.
Yes.
And there we go.
Some of them are illegal. More illegal in the sense. And some of it is just, not just, because I don't want to minimize it, but some of it is to catch a predator stuff.
Yeah.
And that's not stuff that's new. That's not stuff that's
no.
been going on. And there's a fake victim involved.
Yeah.
So you didn't save anybody. You just got a guy who is definitely up to some shit off the streets, which is good, but it's not what Alex is talking about. So this case really doesn't work to serve his point.
So on clip one.
Right.
Alex Jones is worthless and a pile of garbage who's exploiting this bullshit to create fear in people of something that isn't what we're talking about.
And completely misleading on the facts. And I think that's disrespectful to the reality of what is going on.
Well, of course it is.
He also says that we don't know what's going on with these children. It would be illegal for you to know.
Yes.
It would be illegal to report on what's going on with these minors without their consent, without them, like, coming out and talking about it.
Well, that's one of the things that is so difficult is...
We didn't know anything about Elizabeth Smart until she came out.
Right. Well, and if you're a journalist who is trying to expose any of these rings, you can't. It's against the law to be a part of it.
For many reasons you can't.
Yeah.
And we'll get to all of them in a minute.
Yeah.
But also, Alex is... argument is even stupider because the next paragraph in this sheriff's press release, Minors encountered during enforcement stings were cared for by personnel from various Department of Children and Family Service agencies in each county. So we do kind of know what's going on with them.
That's really good.
Yeah, they're taken in by family services.
Yeah, so they weren't recycled back into the pedophile network. They were sent to places that can, at the very least, help.
In Los Angeles County, the Coalition to Abolish Slavery and Trafficking and Saving Innocence coordinated the emergency services response for victim care and collaborated with similar non-governmental victim service organizations throughout the state. So we have a little bit of information.
Yeah.
Now,
you shouldn't give us all the information because those people deserve their privacy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit more research.
And they definitely don't deserve Alex Jones pulling this bullshit and fucking once again putting victims as the fucking problem. But anyways.
So I did some more research into trying to figure out exactly why there is this perception that Trump is getting all of these pedophile arrests going.
Yeah, because I have no idea where that came from.
Well, it's coming from, there are just, people are publicizing mostly, you know, sex worker stings. And they're claiming that they're about things that they aren't. So I found a massive list that someone had posted of all of these busts that had happened since Trump took office. And I went through all of them, and almost none of them are reasonable. Almost none of them are what Alex is talking about. They aren't pedophile rings. Again, there's a story here from Memphis, from the local.
And in a lot of these cases, law enforcement is not the hero.
I don't know. What do you mean?
I mean, if you are, again, a lot of these John stings, they are not helping.
Not necessarily. Because,
they're not good.
Well, here's what, I'll make your point for you.
Yeah.
This case in Memphis. 42 people were arrested in Memphis during a human trafficking operation led by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. 38 men and 4 women were arrested on prostitution-related charges. Agents posed 4 ads on Backpage for about 17 hours a day for 3 days. So that's how they lured people in. In some ads, undercover agents posed as a juvenile girl. 8 men responded and paid to have sex with an underage female. 2 of those specifically paid money to have sex with 14-year-old girls. Now, again, these people are creeps. But there's a fake victim involved. So you're not saving anybody, except for those people's hypothetical future victims, which is good.
It is good.
But the problem with a lot of stings like this is that those charges aren't going to stick, necessarily. If you look at them, this article lists out all of the charges that these people got, and most of them are patronizing prostitution near a church or school.
Oh, no.
Which is not a big offense.
You might
not even go to prison for that.
No.
And here's my evidence that you won't go to prison for it. Anytime there was another charge,
it was always dropped.
They weren't charged with patronizing prostitution near a church or school. They were charged with, for instance, this guy charged with possession of cocaine, heroin, and oxycodone. Or this guy charged with, having marijuana and cocaine. The people who have actual charges aren't charged with the prostitution one because they know it's a flimsy charge.
So this is turning into one of those like broken windows policing things where it's like you just do whatever bullshit you can to try and get any charges on people.
Well, now at the same time, I will say it's good in the case of things like this to get it on people's records.
Yeah.
So in that case, it's good, but it's not doing the effective work that's necessary. I think. I'm not sure. Again, like I said up top, I don't think we have the answers.
No.
I just have the answers to why Alex Jones is a fucking liar.
Are you saying 2 comedians living in Chicago don't have all the answers for complicated law enforcement procedures?
Yes.
Strange.
Now, they cite that 750 people were arrested basically, it's a massive sting. It was around the Super Bowl. That happens every year. It's notorious. Every single year.
Oh, because people go fuck, because they come into the place and then all of these people are rushed into this place and they're just like, well, I'm going to fuck a prostitute.
Yeah. There's tons of prostitution that goes on around the Super Bowl. It's notorious.
So a lot of these people aren't just like, they're just going to, if they're not put in jail there, they're just going to go back home?
Conceivably. So then there's a story out of New Orleans. A human trafficking task force specifically designed to attack the crime and rescue victims, updating the New Orleans community on its latest 2-day operation during a press conference Wednesday, February 1st. 2-day operation at the end of January. We go back to Barack Obama's Human Trafficking Awareness Month.
Yeah.
So this one was a part of that, too.
Yeah.
The operation by the New Orleans Violent Crime Against Children and Human Trafficking Task Force rescued 11 women in just 2 days. The victims range in age from their early 20s to late 40s. So none of these people were children. Good, if they need help, good on you to give it to them. I'm not taking that away, but this is not what Alex is talking about.
Gotcha.
So this is another one. This is another article about more people at the Super Bowl. It's
a temporary transient sting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it doesn't actually do anything to address the larger or deeper issue.
No. Richmond. Okay. Another one in Richmond, Virginia. This is exactly the same thing. It was another online sting operation, another to catch a predator thing. They arrested 11 people, there. So again, like you said, I've gone through and looked through it and I've found almost no evidence that any of these are legitimately possibly connected to what would be a child trafficking ring.
And what it seems like is even worse than that is that all of this stuff is generating.
I'll post links to all of these stories on the website.
Because you're thorough as fuck. No, it seems like all of these things are really more just to generate publicity because it is January.
Yeah, it's the end
of
January.
So these are things where we're going to do this to coincide with this. And then we're not going to pay as much attention as time goes on.
The darker side of it, too, is that there are probably quotas.
Yeah. No, but there's definitely numbers that you have to read.
Because it's, you know, Human Trafficking Awareness Month.
Yep.
That's the thing that you've got to bring in stats on.
You have to show that you have to show your work.
So I think that there's some of that. But I mean, hey, if you are legitimately helping people, I'm not upset about the motivation for it. If it is to get statistics.
I'm very upset.
I'm a little upset that you're probably going to jam up some people who don't deserve it.
Yeah.
But in the end, if you're, I don't know, it's very complicated. Like I said, I don't have answers. Anyway, let's get to our next clip. This clip is Alex. Listen.
That was a lot of weird noises you just made.
The intro for almost all of these clips is just going to be Alex is lying. So
okay.
Here you go.
They want us to shut up about pedophilia.
Yes.
They want us to shut up about what's going on.
Of course.
And look, we're just investigating. Sometimes we're right, sometimes we're wrong. We'll correct when we are.
Nope.
No, you won't.
Why is there the demonization? Why is Salon saying pedophilia is no big deal? Why is the UN trying to legalize it, saying it's just a sexual preference? Why are they trying to lower the age of consent for kids all over the world? What is going on? Why are they allowed, the guest we had yesterday, thousands of girls being raped and everything by Muslims, and the police say it's okay, it's their culture in England? That's mainstream news. So what's happening here? Why, now we see Orthodox, radical, Wahhabist Islam, pedophilia as a tenet, it's in the Quran, merging with these pedophile networks.
So I forgot I did actually leave in a little bit of that.
I love it's his questions are accusations.
Yeah.
By questioning, he's doing that whole bullshit like, well, I'm just asking questions. Why are people doing things? And you're like, well, they aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if they were, why were they doing
it? What could their possible explanation be?
Well, they're not doing it.
No.
But why would they do it?
So I would like to just get to the bottom of a couple of these things. First of all, we can dismiss the idea that pedophilia and support thereof is in the Quran.
Nope.
It's not. There are a lot of children that end up getting married to adults.
Child brides.
And that's because it's an ancient book. And there are traditions.
It turns out people change.
Yeah. And there are traditions that go back of even in a lot of Western cultures that have to do with the time that you can have sex is when you reach sexual maturity.
Yeah.
And it turns out
a lot of European history is filled with old dudes fucking 12-year-olds.
Some of the basis of Western civilization has that within it too.
Now, admittedly, it's because you died at 25.
Yeah, and a lot of these stories that are coming out about Muslim rape gangs and stuff like that I've found no basis in reality for it. I looked into it, maybe not as deeply as I could have, but a lot of the evidence I found is suspiciously only on Breitbart.
Do you want to know what rape gangs I am the most aware of and concerned about?
Hold on, the Republican Party up high.
Up high. No.
Sorry.
No, in Africa, and this is the number one thing that is, not the number one thing, but it is one of the things that is the most insidious, is that a certain brand of Christianity was spread in Africa to the point where they demonize gay people so very much.
Oh, yes.
That there are rape gangs, and those rape gangs go around raping lesbian women in order to turn them straight.
Yeah.
And that is not, and I'm not even going to say that's a Christian thing. That is fucking insanity.
Yeah.
That is a perversion of everything that humanity should be.
I agree. So now let me get to a couple of these other things.
Yeah.
The UN thing. The UN wants pedophilia to be a respected orientation.
Well, the UN wants to make sure that if a man comes to your house and knocks on your door and says, "Hey, I want to take your 5-year-old on a date," you can't stop them.
No.
They want to make sure that's true.
They don't. But the, what Alex, I mean, the only evidence that I can find, that Alex has any facts behind him is that in 1993, the International Lesbian and Gay Association achieved United Nations consultative status. NAMBLA's membership in the ILGA drew heavy criticism and caused the suspension of the ILGA from the UN.
Oh, okay. NAMBLA, so the UN is explicitly not doing what he says they're doing.
Yeah, but NAMBLA members were a part of this International Gay, Lesbian and Gay Alliance, Association back in 1993. Now in 1994, the ILGA expelled NAMBLA.
Cause they fucking looked at him?
Yeah. Like, oh, hold on a second.
Wait, whoa.
Yeah.
So would you say that the UN is, trying to pass the agenda under 21?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The ILGA still was unable to get their status back, until 2006. They weren't able to get their consultative status back in the United Nations. So this has caused a really interesting sort of fight between NAMBLA and gay rights organizations.
There can't be an interesting fight.
Well, it is. I mean, I'm squarely on the side of the gay organizations, but, so they argue, like the Human Rights Campaign, this guy, Gregory King, said that NAMBLA is not a gay organization. They're not part of our community, and we thoroughly reject their efforts to insinuate that pedophilia is an issue related to gay and lesbian civil rights. I agree. NAMBLA says, man-boy love is by definition homosexual. The Western homosexual tradition from Socrates to Wilde to Gide, many non-Western homosexualities from New Guinea to Persia to Zulu and the Japanese were formed by pederasty, and that man-boy lovers are part of the gay movement and central to gay history and culture.
I mean, if your most recent, like, here's my most recent reference point for what I'm doing is okay, is Greeks 2,300 years ago?
Or the Zulu?
Yeah, maybe you guys are wrong. You guys are in the wrong on this one.
The NAMBLA representative goes on to say, homosexuals denying that it is not gay to be attracted to adolescent boys are just as ludicrous as heterosexuals saying it's not heterosexual to be attracted to adolescent girls. I don't know, bro.
Oh, boy, dude. That is a stretch.
Right.
Man, you gotta do some complicated, math on that one to try and make that make sense.
Well, it's just because, like, yes, this person is of the same sex you're attracted to. That doesn't mean that it's part of the natural sexuality. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think we need to fully unpack that. But that's what I'm saying. This is the conflict that Alex is talking about. And throughout all evidence I've been able to find, the UN is like, nah. The UN wants no part of this.
So
to the point where this International Lesbian and Gay Association was kicked out for 13 years.
Yeah.
Because of
NAMBLA.
Yeah.
Not because of anybody else, but because they weren't paying attention on their fucking application forms.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they, like, here's the thing about that.
They were too big of an association probably and didn't realize that was part of
their bureaucracy got out of control.
Yeah.
Which is why we should, shrink the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna step out here and say that it is not a gay or lesbian or straight sexual orientation. What it is you want to fuck a kid.
Right.
There's no, at a certain point, there's no, I have a gender preference. There's an entire, I have a kid preference.
It seems to be more important.
Yeah.
Anyway, the other thing that Alex said that was a lie in that statement, is that Salon is publishing articles saying that pedophilia is okay. This is based on a series of articles, in 2015 by a guy named Todd Nickerson. He was a guy who came out of the closet, as it were, as a pedophile.
As a pedophile.
He wrote these articles that even the National Review say aren't supporting pedophiles. So if you want
to... Oh, wow. Even the most right-wing of people.
Yeah. Even they are like, well, hold on. This isn't really... This isn't what these crazy right-wingers say.
Right.
Here's just a little bit of his article. My name is Todd Nickerson, and I'm a pedophile. Does that surprise you? Yeah, not many of us are willing to share our story, for good reason. To confess a sexual attraction to children is to lay claim to the most reviled status on the planet, one that effectively ends any chance you have of living a normal life. Yet I'm not the monster you think me to be. I've never touched a child sexually in my life, and I never will, nor do I use child pornography. But isn't that the definition of a pedophile, you may ask? Someone who molests children? Not really. Although pedophile and child molester have been used interchangeably in the media, there is some overlap at base, a pedophile is someone who is sexually attracted to children. That's it. There's no inherent reason he must act on those desires with real children. Some pedophiles certainly do, but many of us don't, because the powerful taboo keeps us in hiding. It's impossible to know how many non-offending pedophiles are out there, but signs indicate there are a lot of us, and too often we suffer in silence. That's why I decided to speak up. He goes on to call it a curse of the highest order, and a massive handicap.
Yeah.
Now, this national...
It is hard to have sympathy.
Right.
But I think that I do. This is monstrous, and this is a false equivalency. But I kind of have sympathy for the guy who's really into diaper play.
Sure.
Like, that's gross. It's got to be tough to find somebody who's willing to do that with you.
Yeah.
And I would say most diaper play files are non-practicing.
Well, yeah, but
they've never touched a diaper.
We're getting into consent things.
Yeah,
here,
yeah, I know.
Where
I
one
know.
Is possible and one's not.
I know.
Well, so
I'm trying.
I understand.
Give me credit.
No,
for
I appreciate
trying.
It. I appreciate it. But so I mean, this article, it doesn't really leave you with necessarily sympathy, and it's not supposed to. What it's supposed to express is that there are people who didn't make this choice. Being attracted to children isn't a choice that these people have made.
Yeah.
It's a horrible curse based a lot of time on being abused when they were younger or something.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows exactly what it comes from?
Or again, the guy with a brain tumor.
Right.
The guy with a brain tumor came in, all of a sudden he's attracted to children, take it out, that attraction is gone.
Mm-hmm.
He starts being attracted to children again. He knows he's got a tumor. He
right.
knows the tumor's back.
There are instances
it's
like
that.
It's
the fucking brain. It's a weird, dumb, monstrous
right.
device.
And the only thing that is at all even bordering on normalizing is that the guy's making an argument that not everyone acts on these things. There's a lot of people who have these feelings who understand that they can never act on it and it's a horrible curse and are trying to get help with it.
And maybe one of the reasons they can't get help is because if they come out and say it, pretty much they're going to jail.
Or murdered.
Yeah.
And I understand the reaction that people have to them, too. I get it. I get all sides
yeah.
of this.
This is crazy.
But the thing is that this article is...
Why are we alive?
This article is interesting and thought-provoking more than it is...
An advocation for.
Right.
Yeah.
But we know that Alex Jones doesn't know how to read. So he reads this and he's like, oh, they're just trying to make pedophiles okay. And that's not what the article is. So in that one clip, we have three incredible lies. All in one.
He's really crushing it so far.
He is killing the game, and we have not even gotten to our guest. So now we get to this man, Craig Sawman Sawyer.
Great.
Who comes in. This is Alex's introduction for him.
But he's a polite guy, so he'll pause a lot. So just take over, tell folks about your idea. I know other people are launching similar ideas, already have. I know special ops people that are currently actually doing raids all over the world, saving people out of sex slavery. We probably can't get into that because it's obviously being funded by some patriots, and who knows, the government even knows what's going on. But the point is...
That's not good.
That's illegal.
That's not good at all.
That's incredibly
That's
illegal.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Hey, That's... We're not going to talk about these horrible vigilantes operating outside of the law with very little oversight, probably going extrajudicial in so many different ways.
But we do support them.
Yeah. Like... Hey, we're big fans of lynching.
Yeah. I mean, that's, and that really gets to the heart of why a lot of this is a problem, what Alex is doing. He's operating outside of any authority.
Yeah.
And well, that's really dangerous.
The biggest part of the law, and this is the most important thing, that addition of everybody deserves a fair defense.
Mm-hmm.
That is there not to protect the bad guys. It's there to protect us from going too far.
Right.
Because that's our natural inclination. If you, and Alex is absolutely right when it, because he said it a while back. He said, if I catch somebody touching my daughter, I'm going to kill them.
Right.
Right? That's your basest instinct.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we see so often from electing judges and electing attorneys and all of that stuff to be prosecutors is we are electing them because we want them to punish as hard as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the most damaging thing because a lot of the times the people that are being punished – don't have it coming.
Well, like mandatory minimums and drug offenses.
Oh,
and stuff
the whole
like that.
Thing.
Yeah.
Well, and the torture in Rikers and the sure. fact that we talked about fucking the murderer Arpaio.
Yeah.
The horrific deserving of the death penalty Arpaio.
We didn't.
Who kept people, yeah. who kept people in fucking just,
sweat boxes.
Yeah. For years before they were even charged with a crime.
Yeah. And
that is why we don't, that's why we have those laws there.
Yeah. 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 And, there are also good reasons to not have, or have laws against vigilantism. Because you're gonna get the wrong people.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Batman never got the wrong people.
I think he might have. He's had a lot of issues.
Actually, he did get the wrong people a bunch of times.
Booyah.
I think that's bad.
What?
It might be bad that we still mythologize this guy as a hero when there's so many times where it's like, oh man, I beat up the wrong guy. Anyways, moving on. That guy's gonna have to shit out of a tube for the rest of his life. No big deal.
He's an anti-hero like Walter White. Anyway, yeah. here's another clip, introducing the Sawman.
By the way, I don't mean to interrupt you after my 10-minute intro. I should also add, you're also a veteran.
In that intro, he said he's going to pause a lot. And I was like, oh, no, we're going to get a lot of interruptions from Alex Jones.
Sorry, I got
to
butt back in here.
Yeah.
Federal law enforcement officer. And
so we paused at an unfortunate time. He was saying that in addition to being a Marine, this guy, Sawman, was also a federal investigator. And I've done some research into his past. I read a biography of him on it was also an interview on a Patriot website.
Yeah.
It was extensive and it mentioned no law enforcement in his career.
Are we really even, so how many times have these guys come on and it turns out none of what they say is true? Like the Montgomery shit.
Well, I'll say this.
Was he a Navy SEAL?
Yes.
Okay, we have documented evidence he was a Navy SEAL.
And he's legit as fuck.
And he wasn't making it up.
He's legit as fuck in terms of that.
Okay.
And he was on that show, Top Shot, for 5 years.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't the host of it. That was Colby from Survivor was the host.
Great.
But he was like the gun expert or whatever on there. He's a Navy SEAL. He's a SEAL trainer. He has his
bona fides. But you have to admit that it's a legitimate question to ask that.
Absolutely.
Based on our history with Alex Jones's guests.
But Alex's laundry list of other credits is not anything I can back up. He's never been an investigator. He's never been a cop.
Right.
Any of those things, which Alex insinuates that he is.
Right.
So anyway, here we go.
Or at the very least, vigilanteing those things.
Well, he is now.
Yeah.
We probably can't even get into all those classified areas he's been involved in. So you have federal law enforcement connections. You have also, obviously, in the CIA, Navy SEALs, everything. You've been in all of it. And so the point is, this is what you're getting back from everybody. And we see it in the news. 3,000-plus reported pedophiles arrested, many times with the sex slaves, and then it goes totally dark. That shows total proof, the total control.
Yeah, absolutely. It's being suppressed, and that's where I think the fight really is in shining the light on it. I always say sunlight is the best antiseptic for corruption.
I agree, and that's why I did so much research into Alex Jones's claims. So again, we have that him sensationalizing the idea that it's all these people who've been arrested are supposed pedophiles. That's not the case. A lot of them are John Stings
right.
of adult prostitutes. The idea that he's sensationalizing it with kids in cages and all this shit.
Yeah.
Is just, again, it's propaganda. It's, what's the right term for it? It's exploitation of fear. It's horribly irresponsible.
Demagoguery.
Sure, it is that too. So he's gonna get into why Craig is on the show now in this next clip, and this brings us to Act Two. Act One was this setup of his premise that Trump is doing all this stuff, wiping out pedophile networks, which I think, based on all the evidence that we have at our disposal, is not true.
So according to traditional screenwriting rules, we've introduced the characters, and now we're ready to get into the action.
Yes. So here is, what are you doing here, Sawman?
What are you doing?
My connections, man, I've got a team with senior veterans from virtually every intelligence and law enforcement agency out there.
They're all in Social
as well
Security.
As the highest end of counterterrorism for operators. So we can do a lot of good with this. And it's really all about for our organization.
And we're going to launch when we come back from break. I want a drum beat. You're launching a new national organization.
Interruption
this has
number
got to really
one.
Scare the scumbags. But I want you to really take your time when we come back. Walk through everybody having this come to Jesus moment and just seeing it. And like you said, the fight for the soul of the world, not just America. This is really going on. It's a pedophile empire. It's how it was described to me by a senior retired general. And they just say, this is the one thing you touch, they come after you. Well, you know what? It's time to say, fill your hand, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it is. It is.
So that fill your hand.
Pedophile empire.
Which is crazy.
But that is crazy.
But that fill your hand. Where have we heard that before? Oh, maybe it was in that minute and a half long expletive rant that Alex did on our last episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when he was telling Adam Schiff that it was fighting words, he yelled, "Fill your hand!"
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either, but it has something to do with fighting.
Is it like a fist?
Put a roll of quarters in your hand. I don't know.
That doesn't help,
If you punch someone with a roll of quarters in your hand, oh, that's going to do much more damage.
Oh, okay.
It's like brass knuckles.
But
anyway,
aren't the knuckles there? Don't they protect your? Okay, you're giving me the face of Jordan. Stop changing the subject.
Well, I need to get to my point. The reason I bring that up is that this episode was Friday, March 31st. That night when he was drunk on air for 2 hours was March 30th. This is the next day. And I believe that at this point in the show, Alex is sober, maybe hungover. But by the end of this, he's drunk.
No! How many hours?
He stays on all four.
He stays on all four?
Because of how this radio drama.
He got his juice.
This radio drama ends up necessitating him staying around.
I got you.
I think he did his time, started drinking, and then had to get back on air. That's my theory. Because he sounds very different at the end of this.
Okay.
Than he does it. He sounds like last episode. At the end of this episode,
right.
He doesn't at this point.
We're unraveling a mystery.
Right. Either way, he did that embarrassing fucking, there are four ways to learn.
Oh, yeah.
How many ways that are learned, Rob do? He did that the night before this.
There's up,
so give
up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
Within 24 hours, wasted for 2 hours, calling Adam Schiff a cocksucker, screaming he wants to fight him, losing his shit, talking about selling his car.
An archetypal cocksucker. Do we know what the archetypal cocksucker is?
Schiff, baby.
Yeah.
So here we go. Let's finish out this clip. But like, I want everyone to keep that in mind. This is within the same 24 hours. How drunk he was, you don't get that out of your system that quick. It's
by the end of this episode, he's singing "How Dry I Am."
This, I can't look away, Alex. Now, there are a lot of things I'd rather spend my time doing, man. I'd rather be, at the beach with those that I care about or doing anything else recreational. But I, with my background, I feel like I have the ability to make a positive difference, and my heart breaks for these children, and I cannot look away, and I will do what I can. And I think my best impact is to expose it so that we can clean it up.
Let me launch it right now. Everybody needs to tweet it, Facebook it. The reason you're doing this, again, we talked about this probably last week, but we're going to get more into it when we come back. We haven't talked much since then, or haven't talked since then. You were just saying, I got to do something, I want to do something, and we're going to talk about it when we come back, but it's vetsforchildrescue.org, and just since he even started talking about it privately, they've shut off his Twitter, Facebook, you name it, won't let him spread anything, because again, folks, everything's surveilled by these people. That's what's so scary is. We got a pedophile network in control, basically the NSA. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Crazy.
He is going to do so much bad, and his heart is such in the right place.
You mean Saw Man?
Yeah.
Probably.
He's going to do so many awful things.
But I actually...
But he does, but I kind of respect, because he's doing what, you know, he's doing what he can with what he has.
Jordan, you're speaking too early.
Oh, God damn it! Yep. I'm trying!
It seems like that might be the case, but you're speaking far too early. So in this,
give me some hope.
Saw Man goes on to talk about his pedigree a little bit, and talks about, you know, how he learned that the media is always going to lie, that the media is the only, you have to exploit the media to scare crooks, basically.
So he's saying that you need to use propaganda.
Yeah, it's a puff interview for the most part, and then we get to this part where Alex predicts.
So you would say that Alex Jones is acting like an archetypal cocksucker for a while.
I wouldn't put those words.
You wouldn't do that?
No, fill your hand.
Oh, I got a whole roll of quarters right here, son.
So this next clip is where Alex...
Go out back and get me a switch.
Go cut a switch. In this clip, Alex talks about how everything you do about pedophilia gets censored. And that is important to keep in mind.
That's right, because there's nothing they censor more than us even trying to... that KTLA article where they admit kids found in cages and all this... And,
they don't.
And you know, 474 arrested and all the rest of it. And the police finally doing this because they've got the green light from the president, you know, that at least they're going to get some backing.
Bullshit.
Meanwhile, we try to share that on Facebook. They won't let us do it.
So this is important because this is Alex giving up the game. I believe that this is Alex sort of showing his hand that he knows what's going to happen in Act 3. It's a little spoiler.
Okay.
Also, I want to say this.
Are you pulling some down-home country lawyer Matlock bullshit right here?
Slightly.
Are you going to build a Columbo?
Counselor, can I have a sidebar? Because I'd like to take a moment to say that the only thing that I support on this episode is that coming back from break one of the times... Alex Jones came in from break to Silent Running by Mike and the Mechanics.
All right.
That's a banger.
Okay.
That's a good song.
I'm looking forward to it. I assume you've got that in a clip.
I don't, but I realized, you know that song?
No.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? It's a great song.
No.
It's a banger.
I'm not disagreeing with you because I'm assuming that you're
about to play it.
Oh,
yes, I am.
God damn it.
I'm going to play a little bit of it just so it's fresh in your mind. And I think it's important.
All right.
I swear to God that this is actually relevant.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't feel like it is, but I promise.
Okay.
So we have to cut through the 50 second introduction. Now do you remember this?
I do. This is every 80s movie in one song. This is Top Gun. This is Days of Thunder. Basically, this is Tom Cruise.
Song's a banger. But the reason I love that synth part. But anyway, the reason that I wanted to play it is I realized this is the most Alex Jones song in the fucking world.
Oh.
Listen to these lyrics.
Okay.
Take the children and yourself.
All right, now we're done.
And hide out in the cellar. Now the fighting will be close at hand. Don't believe what the church and state and everything they tell you. Believe in me. I'm with the high command. Whoa.
Wow.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God.
The
Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect from up here.
Are you arguing that perhaps in sort of a last action hero type way, Mike and the Mechanics song came to life?
Stepped
into reality as Alex Jones.
I'm saying that Alex Jones came back from break to Mike and the Mechanics Silent Running almost as a tip of the hat.
Okay.
Almost like I get it. I think it's a little clue for those who really look into it.
Right.
It's not.
Right.
It's probably just that Alex hears these lyrics and is like, oh, I can relate with that. I love this song. Swear allegiance to the flag, whatever flag
oh,
they
no.
offer. Never hint at what you really feel. Teach the children quietly, for someday sons and daughters will rise up and fight where we stand
These
still.
Lyrics are in that synth 80s bullshit song?
Yeah.
What is happening here?
Silent running is the Alex Jones of songs. Anyway, I'm sorry. I wanted to do that just because we need some sort of like fun and amusement in this episode. So anyway, that song is pretty hot. I recommend it. So we now get to at this point in the show, you might be wondering what is going on. He has this website that he's launching.
Yes.
He is also launching a fundraiser on youcaring.com.
Okay.
In order to raise the money for it, and they get into the specifics here.
The website is Vets, V-E-T-S, and the number 4, and then the words childrescue.org. So Vets 4, the number 4, childrescue.org. They can go there. There's a way to donate. We're starting a nonprofit organization to do this independently so that we can get past the gatekeepers who would tell us no and suppress what we're doing.
Yeah, but who are the key masters?
Before we can get all the bureaucratic red tape done of processing the nonprofit org.
They're planning to expose pedophilia rings in a docuseries.
Interruption number 2.
By Spec Ops Vets. And there's a lot more obviously behind that. The goal's $250,000. We people listening that are billionaires, they should just give it right now. Hell, I'm going to make a donation because I know you guys are for real. This is already going behind the scenes. This is how we're going to bring them down with what you're doing and so many others are doing. This is amazing. Vets4ChildRescue.org.
So in that clip there, you see he's doing this fundraising campaign that they'll eventually explain is on youcaring.com. They have a thing put up. And the main goal is to create a documentary web series about this,
which
is as legally problematic as them pretending they're going to go citizens arrest these people.
Why is that?
Because it massively approaches defamation.
Oh, wait. So they're making a documentary web series about specific people? Did I miss that part?
Pedophile networks. Yes. How would you do that without... He's talking about going after the people. He's talking about going and documenting and going to bust these pedophile networks.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't mention Alex Jones' specific level pedophile networks, right? And
they would not be on the show if he
didn't. I mean, online there are pedophile networks. So if he does go after them.
But that's not what they're talking about.
Of course not, but I'm...
No, you're right. You're right.
Now,
there are
odds Alex Jones actually donates to these things.
Well, he actually does.
Oh, he does?
He does.
I mean, does he do it on air?
He does.
Oh, shit.
Because he's going to make a big deal out of it. But look, there are pedophile communities online on, like, the dark web.
Yeah.
And shit like that, even on the real web.
Get a Tor browser and you'll find some horrible shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff that does exist, and, you know, good on you if you want to try and work with that. But this is talking about globalists. I mean,
I don't like the way you say good on you if you want to work with it. But yeah.
I get what you're saying. I meant work against.
I get what you're saying.
All right. So, this is about globalists and shit like that. And that is where there's a problem. If you go and you end up trying to make a documentary series where you're going after these people, inevitably they aren't going to be charged with a crime.
No.
When you are going after them.
And if you're going after them knowing they're not going to be charged with a crime, you're probably going to take justice into your own hands.
Or you will have committed libel and slander.
Yep.
And then beyond that, let's say you do go around and you document something and you find that someone has committed a crime. Now your evidence is inadmissible in court.
Yep.
So there's no...
So you're doing more harm than good by vigilante ying ying ying.
There's legitimately no upside to this outside of exploiting the fears.
Yeah.
Exploiting these things for profit. That's the only real game here. And as we've documented, all of the evidence that's being cited, this KTLA story, the number of Trump busts and shit like that that aren't even Trump motivated.
Nope.
All of this stuff is a house of lies.
Yeah.
So... I have to believe that they're motivated by profit.
It does make sense that, I don't know. I still kind of believe this Navy SEAL guy's got his heart in the right place.
It's possible.
Mainly because, and I can totally understand why he wouldn't understand all of that. If you're a Navy SEAL, it's not exactly like you're used to worrying about, search and seizure laws.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's not really a thing that you have to be concerned with whenever you're committing those exact crimes.
He should be concerned with it based on Alex's fake, curriculum vitae that he read.
Oh, Well, everyone who sees Alex Jones should be concerned with whatever it is. If Alex Jones says, I like what you're doing, I would immediately stop.
Quit immediately.
Unless it was smoking weed, in which case I'd be like, good on you, Alex,
or,
we agree with you.
Or fighting against civil forfeiture.
Yeah.
So Alex has proof that all this stuff is going on, all this terrible stuff, and then he lies about it.
Jordan, I really like that show you're watching. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm never watching it again, you piece of shit.
Hey, Jordan, I think you're doing a great job on Knowledge Fight. Oh, no!
No! It's a paradox!
And you see the proof. You can say what you want about Trump on a few issues, like this healthcare thing not being the best repeal of Obamacare, but it's better than nothing. Whatever. I'm surprised he can even get anything done. There's total rebellion against him by the system. And I just have stacks every week of literally like 100 articles of like Democrats, Republicans, legislators, judges being caught with children they've kidnapped. I mean, it's just like, look at the stack this week. Why is the MSM ignoring Trump's sex trafficking bust? That's town hall. So this stuff's starting to come out.
Oh, that website is fucking
garbage.
But
it's never been this big.
But that also, that article on Town Hall is where I got some of the references that I discussed earlier.
Town Hall is fucking garbage. But also, did you know that,
hold on, did you get
all the pop-ups from that site? They're a fucking scam.
But the local news stuff that I was talking about that weren't actually pedophile arrests,
right,
those are the things that are talked about in the Town Hall article.
Yeah.
So it's infuriating because this isn't funny and it's such a serious issue. It's so insane to me. Like, I hate this. I legitimately hate this. Not what Alex is doing, but that we are doing this. Anyway.
You're negating the episode in the middle of it.
I'm not. I'm just expressing my discomfort.
I know. No, this is...
There's no evidence in any of these articles that there are legislators or judges being caught up in this. There was one legislator who recently got caught with a 17-year-old boy in a hotel room.
Guess which party he was in?
Republican.
It wasn't Dennis Hester, though he got the same shit.
He did worse.
Oh, he's a fucking...
Yeah, Dennis Hester did worse.
Yeah.
But this guy was, look.
Globalist scum.
This guy in the hotel room with the 17-year-old boy?
Dennis Hester, too.
Again, that guy didn't kidnap that boy. He was a youth prostitute.
He was like a rent boy.
Yeah, and it's not good.
Yeah, if he was in Thailand, he would be fine.
It's not good, but it is not as bad as kidnapping children. It's so essential. It's... Anyway, here, the clip's not over.
And it's not just child porn. It's the actual traffickers, people filming it, doing it. And then the police and folks, and they bring in military, obviously, who are contractors and others that are contracted in to fill in these raids.
If that's the case, that's illegal.
Yep.
The military is not allowed to do operations.
Nope. Not country. On U.S. soil.
No.
Do you know where they learned that from? Rome.
Especially not law enforcement operations.
Yeah.
There's a very distinct separation, and it's scary that the police are becoming so militarized.
Yep.
But anyway, here, Alex goes deeper with the lie.
These places are obviously heavily defended or whatever, heavily armed, and then the people see it, and then they ask, nothing ever happens. Where's the rest of the case? It just gets shut down, but we're almost there. We're almost breaking through that bubble.
His narrative there that he's spinning is that there are these compounds that are being infiltrated with military might in our country that are housing child pornographers and torture dens and stuff like that. And then the military has to be involved because they have to shoot their way in. And then everyone's like, hey, why the fuck isn't anyone reporting on this? It's because someone who is your quote unquote source is lying their ass off to you. That's why, Alex.
Yep.
This isn't going on.
Yep.
There aren't military scale battles going on.
Because it's not possible.
I would say it is possible, but it's not.
It's not legal. Well, and hopefully we still have some law.
Well,
right?
And the instances of high profile people who have been caught up in, you know, things like this are numerous, and it's big news. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
Also, when people are kidnapped, often there are stories about it. And when people are saved from kidnappings, there are tons of stories about it. We see it over and over again. Again, I brought up Elizabeth Smart earlier. She's a huge example of that.
Yeah.
Or the girls in Ohio that were in that house with that creepy dude
yep.
who killed himself in prison. there are those instances, and when there are, there it's a big media topic because they know that people will pay attention to it. So the very idea that things are being covered up is cockamamie,
right?
Unless it's the globalists.
Oh no!
That's the only way for this narrative to make sense,
right?
And unfortunately,
so if you already believe in the globalists, the narrative does make sense.
Everything totally makes sense,
right?
So now we get to Alex's donation.
Again, I'm personally going to give $10,000 to this, and that's a lot of money for us.
Right.
Hmm.
Whatever. I mean, it is a lot of money, but, I mean, you're worth over $10 million, so $10,000 isn't that much.
Mm.
It's a lot, but it's not that much.
It's a lot to me.
It's fucking more.
It's all the money to me.
Yeah.
It's definitely all the monies.
So now we get to the point where they're discussing, like, how this is supposed to work and, like, why can't we do it through proper channels?
It sure seems like we should.
Yeah.
By keeping it independent and private like this, we can circumvent the gatekeepers. If we tried to do it officially, it would be suppressed and nobody would ever see or hear of it.
Also, if you tried to do it, it would be illegal. If you're doing
this... There's a reason we can't do it officially because...
If you're doing this as a law enforcement thing,
uh-huh,
and you're going to, and without the express involvement of law enforcement, much like To Catch a Predator,
yes,
cops are involved in that. That's why it's okay. They're working with the police department.
There was a nationally televised show
for years
doing exactly what they're saying is being covered up.
Yeah, so that I'm glad you brought that up because that's important to unpack.
Yeah.
But like
nobody's talking about it except for all over
Chris
the TVs.
Hansen. Yeah. The thing is though, that's just bullshit show.
The mainstream media is distracting you with
that's the fake version that they want you to see, not the globalist cabal organized. All this is organized, man.
See, this is the like you can just create your own reality and there's never a bottom floor. There's no argument you can make when you're fighting. It's like fighting somebody with religion.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, how do you know God is real? And one of the things in the Bible is just like, when you know, you know, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you know, you know. And
great.
That's not a real,
thanks,
that's not
Bible.
A thing. Yeah. Thanks, Bible. Knowledge fight, colon. No. Thanks, Bible.
I agree with you, and it is mild schizophrenia in some ways.
Yeah.
The inability to deal with things that are outside of your preconceived notions.
It's a form of denial.
Big
that,
time.
That allows you to just live in a world that you have control over of your own choosing.
So now we're going to get to Act 3.
Okay.
Act 2 has wrapped up, and that was the presentation of the thesis. Or
right.
Not thesis. The sort of scenario is that he has... a Marine on who wants to crowdfund $250,000 in order to make a docuseries where he outs pedophiles.
Gotcha.
Again, there are some legal issues with that, whether he's doing this as law enforcement or as entertainment. Either way, there are some dubious pieces of this. And again, just to go back to Catch a Predator, a lot of those people pled out. Like, a lot of them didn't end up going to prison.
No, they went on TV.
Yeah, a lot of them ended up with very minor charges, maybe even a fine in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
And...
Well, it was entertainment.
Yeah.
It was like The Running Man.
Sure. So if he wants to do that, God bless him, there's a hole to fill. That show's been canceled. So...
Yeah.
But if you do that...
He can definitely get a spot on Fox.
But if he does that,
they're struggling.
He's got to do it with law enforcement, which seems to be against his thesis of... keeping it independent.
Yeah.
So you're fucked, Sawman. Anyway, here's the beginning of Act 3. Now, at this point, we're about to start into the end of the show. Leanne McAdoo is around. Eventually, David Knight is going to get in the mix because he's hosting the fourth hour.
Uh-huh.
At this point, Alex has ended his shift, essentially, and
started drinking.
You might notice that he sounds like he has a little booze on him.
Okay.
Because that's what Satanism is. It's about the selfishness of ruining someone's future.
Mm.
And the best thing is abortion, kill them outright, or if you can't, rape them, torture them, whatever. You know, put them on a bunch of drugs.
Mm.
It's the inflection at the end.
Mm-hmm.
When he's excited, or when he's sober, the inflection at the end goes up and he gets more energy.
Yeah.
Whereas now it seems like he's just on a downward slope all the way down.
I also
you
kept,
know, you get kill him or whatever.
I also kept that clip in because it was the instance of Leanne McAdoo going,
All right.
Great commentary, Leanne. So now here's where Act 3 starts in earnest.
Okay.
Where there's tension, and here you go.
So it goes viral. We're spreading it everywhere.
He's talking about the U-Carry.
Yeah.
We target it within 1 hour.
Yeah.
As soon as it hits 50 grand, they shut it down and said, and Don Salazar, a crack investigative reporter, along with our great hacking expert, got involved. Merkel Thalen, they made the calls. They have the email. We're going to show it. They're in there in the control room. We're going to put an article out very soon on this. We'll show it all. They said, you violate our terms of service. So a guy with a History Channel show, 5 seasons, a guy with a... or Discovery Channel 5 seasons, History Channel show.
Certified film producer.
A film producer, a guy that won't even tell you what SEAL team he you know, was involved in or led parts of. You know, the most elite SEAL teams. Of SEALs.
Again, it's illegal to say anonymity is essential in the SEAL teams.
I feel like the credits of the people is like, they're coming after a guy from the History Channel. Are you kidding me? A guy from the Discovery Channel. We know these are things that are impossible to impeach.
Sure.
These are...
To be fair, Hitler's been on the History Channel a lot.
So have aliens.
Yeah. Giorgio Tsoukalos should be investigated.
anyway. So should ghosts.
And they just said, because I'm telling you, you touch this, it's over. So I'm going to announce something right now, because the money might be there next week. I'm going to give $100,000. We don't have $100,000 in our budget.
All right, well, then you're probably not going to give $100,000.
But you see there, the campaign has been taken down, and Alex Jones immediately gets in that he is doubling down.
So
hold
so,
on. Okay. I'll answer all of your all questions in a moment.
hold your questions to the end.
We have a couple of clips that we need to set up the exact situation.
Okay.
So I'm not bitching. I'm just saying in real time now, they're so scared of this pedophile thing. I now know no matter what happens, I've got to go on this 100% because they are so scared. Trump has got the roundups going on nationwide. You know, kids in cages, all of it. It's in KTLA. It's in major news, AP, nothing after that. Who are the kids? Who were they? Where were they grabbed? I've talked to some of my sources. They go, these are kids that are on milk boxes, milk cartons. These are famous cases. We're getting them. They're in cages.
No.
Based
on the fact that he has 3 lies in there, I just assume the 4th thing he says is a lie. You know, is that wrong of me?
I don't know. I'm gonna go with yeah.
I don't know if these kids are on milk boxes. I don't know.
Do they even put kids on milk cartons? Do milk cartons even exist anymore?
I think they probably do. But like my point is like I don't know, and there's literally no way to legally know who these kids are. The 28 who were saved in the Los Angeles stings.
Yeah.
There's literally no way we could know.
No, there's no way we should be allowed to.
No, and if Alex Jones is being told those things, it's speculative and he has no evidence of anything, and his sources have been shown to be incredibly...
And if Alex Jones is being told those things, we can probably assume he's being told those things by the voices in his head.
Or just weirdo callers or
weirdo
liars.
Callers, yeah.
So here we go, we get into...
Or tips from a direct message on Twitter.
Yeah, so the Sawman comes in and he has 2 clips here where he really plays the victim.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get a hold of that U-Caring website to find out what violation they are claiming, and they won't respond. So,
and we have the screenshots.
What problem could they have with what we are doing? I mean, this is as straightforward as it gets.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty straightforward. I don't know. Let's see what else he has to say.
Again, they've yet to contact me back and answer my question on what's wrong there. What violation are they claiming? I don't even think that they can come up with a violation that they're hanging their hat on.
Oh, you don't think so? Sawman Sawyer.
Oh, somebody's done some research.
Someone has read the U-Caring Terms of Service, and his name is Dan Friesen.
That's not a good song.
Nope.
That's not a good song.
I have found...
You really got to get some Mike than the Mechanic.
Can you hear me?
All right.
I found 5 instances of him breaking the rules.
I don't think they have anything to hang their hat on, though.
I read the entire terms of service.
Do you want to do it like a top five countdown, like a Letterman type thing?
I would love to. If I had any effort or like any interest in putting in more work, I would put drum rolls in here. Put a little drrrr. Okay, so the first one is just from their boilerplate.
Okay.
Although UCaring has no obligation to screen, edit, or monitor any of the user content on the site, including any of the interactive area, UCaring reserves the right and has sole discretion to remove, screen, or edit any user content posted or stored on the site at any time and for any reason without notice. You are solely responsible for creating backup copies, blah, 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 blah.
So we're already on you can refuse service to anybody for any reason.
Exactly.
Yep.
So
like
that,
like most customer service jobs.
That alone? You're done, saw man. Yeah. You got no leg to stand on. But that would be kind of weak.
No shirt, no shoes, you're illegal, no service.
So now we get to the section called What We Do. UCaring is a website that provides free online fundraising tools to individuals and nonprofit organizations to raise money for personal and charitable causes and projects. As he's gone over, he's trying to become a nonprofit, but he does not have that status yet.
Okay,
but
so if he doesn't have that status, they provide it
to individuals too.
Yeah,
so
it's personal, you know. But yeah, okay.
We focus on compassionate crowdfunding, providing free fundraising and support to humanitarian causes and to help people deal with personal hardships and other life situations. We encourage our users to demonstrate compassion and share their love for their cause with others. We discourage fundraisers that may cause divisiveness or disharmony within our community and reserve the right to prevent or remove such campaigns. We allow fundraisers in the following categories: medical expenses, memorials and funerals, emergencies and disasters, adoption, kids and family, neighbors and community, education and schools, sports and teams, pets and animals, volunteer and service projects, nonprofits, mission trips, and veterans. We do not allow legal fundraisers for bail bonds, legal defense or criminal litigation, civil lawsuits, divorce or custody issues, and other legal matters.
So I'm guessing we're going to fall on the do not allow section.
It is sort of a legal matter. Nor do we allow fundraisers involving military conflicts and reserve the right to remove any fundraiser that you create that falls into one of these areas at any time with no notice to you.
Yep.
Now, I mean, the way it's set up, it is kind of a legal thing.
It's definitely, it's not a charitable thing.
It doesn't fall into those categories.
No, and so, he's not a nonprofit.
No, but again, that's not the most important piece.
No, of course, but that would be, so if he had nonprofit status, that would at least be cover for that bullshit.
It could help.
It would definitely help.
If he was an established nonprofit.
Exactly.
Yeah, that had some history.
And this isn't a charitable thing. He's not giving this money away.
No.
This is a criminal thing.
Yeah.
He's taking this money and he's going to use it to hunt people down. I feel like at no point in the movie the most dangerous game was the guy like, okay, I'm going to need the crowd to fund my guns to hunt down people.
Yeah. So now we get down to the next section, user conduct and content. Goes on through this paragraph to say, you agree not to post, upload to, transmit, distribute, store, create, or otherwise publish through any portion of the site any of the following: user content that is unlawful, libelous, defamatory, obscene, pornographic, indecent, lewd, suggestive, harassing, threatening, invasive of privacy or publicity rights, abusive, inflammatory, false, misleading, fraudulent, or otherwise objectionable.
I'm pretty sure he falls into all of those.
A number of them.
All of those.
Suggestive, certainly. Very suggestive. Invasive of privacy.
Super invasive
by
of privacy.
By definition, there would be no show otherwise.
Absolutely.
Abusive, I believe so. Inflammatory, yes.
Definitely.
False, I believe so. Misleading,
at
100%.
Least most likely false.
Yes.
Misleading, absolutely.
Lewd, yes. Objectionable.
Totally.
Absolutely. And we're people who would love, people who hurt children to be investigated. We're not against that.
Nope.
We're against this.
Yeah.
We're against what Alex Jones and the Saw Man have planned.
Cause the law is the law.
Now we get down to this next, part. This is the section on indemnification. You agree to defend and hold harmless UCaring, its independent contractors, service providers, and consultants, and their respective directors, employees, and agents from and against any claims, suits, or claims and to indemnify UCaring and UCaring and indemnities against all damages, costs, liabilities, and expenses, including but not limited to reasonable attorney's fees arising out of related to any user content you post, store, or otherwise transmit on or through the site or your use of the interactive areas. There's no way that they could indemnify UCaring out of this witch hunt type operation. This is slander city. This is libel lawsuit city.
Oh,
Alex Jones, welcome back to lawsuit city. Because actually trying
to... We're going back to lawsuit city, baby.
Actually trying to do a show like this would only work if the people who were featured on it are already convicted of a crime.
Yeah. Or signed a release form.
Which never
would happen. I would not do that.
Yeah, I mean...
Listen, I'm not trying to give legal advice to anybody.
Yeah.
Don't sign a release form for this show.
Yeah. So this is the last one of the five infractions that I believe I found in the terms of service. User content is prohibited that would constitute, encourage, or provide instructions for a criminal offense, violate the rights of any party, or that would otherwise create liability or violate any local, state, national, or international law, including, without limitation, the regulations of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. That's just, you know.
Yeah.
Exchange Commission and shit is at the end.
Yeah.
That's including those things.
Right.
But all laws.
Yeah.
This would be very illegal.
All laws.
This fundraiser is very illegal. So it gets kicked off for those violations. Then they make a big stink out of.
Oh, they're censoring us.
Now.
Do you know what they did? Do you know what the globalists did? They wrote that up afterwards.
Yeah,
see,
probably.
I gotcha. Once again, globalists.
Now, this is why it's important that I brought attention to the fact that earlier, Alex was talking about how this always gets censored. He predicted censorship. Now that's...
how would you ever put that together?
That's something that...
What kind of crystal ball did he have? Perhaps reading the terms of service?
My argument... that I'm making,
uh-huh.
and that I set up at the beginning, and now I can fully lay out,
okay,
is that I believe that they made this UCaring thing knowing it would get shut down.
Oh, okay.
I believe that they did that as sort of a trap, and that at the end
a honeypot.
At the end of this episode, well, they knew that if they posted this,
it would get rules.
It would get taken down.
And nobody's going to read those terms of service, and they're going to tell people that the terms of service don't have anything to do with that.
And no one can tell them what's wrong.
None of their listeners are going to do even the least amount of Googling necessary to find this out.
And so all of that is...
So their martyrdom is complete.
And all of that is to set up this, what happens at the end. All of it is just to justify this.
Oh, you're gonna Columbo the fuck out of us, aren't you?
I believe just one more thing.
Mr.
Just one more thing, Jordan.
Mr. Alex Jones. Just one more thing.
So they have no idea about violations. Now we get into so that's sort of the third act.
Yes.
Is
your acts are a little bit shaky, but I like your style.
I think that the rest of this is what I'll call the prestige.
Oh. Okay.
So this,
I would also have accepted denouement.
I believe that all of this is laying the groundwork for them to be able to get into the stuff that they get into now. I believe that wholeheartedly, and I believe that they did it also to reinforce all of the ideas that are already presented about Trump going after pedophile networks. The fact that this guy's fundraiser gets taken down is evidence that these pedophile networks are super powerful.
Yeah.
To the fact that they'll even censor this because they're so scared of the Saw Man coming after them.
Right.
It's all just fake evidence manufactured as theater. It's propaganda. It's staged propaganda.
Yeah.
And the only way that my brain can make sense of it is, I mean, that's some lucky coincidences, or they knew going in this is what was going to happen.
Yeah. That is such a tough question because I believe that they have that level of cunning.
Or someone behind the scenes, at least.
Yes.
Because Alex is pretty drunk.
No, Alex is definitely not directing that. Yeah. Alex is definitely not directing that ability there.
Or being the producer.
Right.
As it were.
So, yeah, I mean,
Machiavellian Rob Dew behind the scenes.
This is Rob Dew. Oh boy. Rob Dew seems like the simpleton.
Are we
calling Rob Dew Kaiser Sose in this whole thing?
This is Rob Dew putting Alex Jones through the ringer for making him stay late the night before. This is what that is. No, I believe that Rob Dew is a true believer, and he would not be getting Alex off track. But let me see if I can find a way to more. Have I not crystallized my point? I'm not sure.
No, nailed your point. Nailed your point.
So here, now
your main point is, if I understand it properly, this is all designed. This is all built to switch their narrative back to him being the martyr
and being
instead
right.
of him being the front runner.
Also, it's to take the stink off of that
Pizzagate, the whole thing. Yeah, yeah.
Because now it's like, no, I wasn't apologizing for that stuff. I've been on this shit the whole time.
Right, right.
And on our last episode.
To me, that was just an offshoot of the larger problem. And yeah, I made a mistake, but we got distracted from the main issue.
By being tricked by the mainstream
exactly.
media.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Now, I will, play this next clip because it's kind of relevant to that. This is where Alex Jones lies a bunch more about what he did during Pizzagate.
And to be clear, I did my retraction last week. We do retractions all the time. We make a mistake.
No,
but
you
we're
don't.
We're proud of our retractions. We want to be accurate.
No, you're not.
I mean, that's just...
That's out and out lies.
In the interest of protecting honesty, that's one of the most offensive sentences. Like, the idea, we're proud of our retractions.
In the interest of protecting reality.
Alex, please address the fact that you still have not said that the shooter in the Quebec mosque was a white dude. Please address that.
Say it one time.
Give us that retraction.
You know, but you're not going to get a lawsuit from a dude in Quebec.
Who's in prison?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, here we go. Get back to Pizzagate.
You have the Podesta emails come out, Spirit Cooking, Aleister Crowley stuff, talk about kids at rituals. I mean, just thousands of emails.
Great beast
I couldn't even read them
Crowley,
anymore.
In case you were thinking
of the
other
guy. Because he was like,
guy.
In between the rituals, and like, we're going to have lots of blood and semen for you and breast milk. He'd be like, yeah, we're going to screw our constituents, and you're just reading the nastiness. And then there's all these pizza connotations in the FBI manual. They say that that's, you know, cheese pizza, child porn, all that stuff.
Cheese pizza's child porn.
Well, that's like internet
CP,
code.
CP.
Yeah, that's internet code. That's right. Basically on message boards and
CP,
shit.
CP, yeah, you know
that's
me.
Not FBI code.
No.
That's troll internet code.
Yeah. That's 4chan.
Then they genius divert in the media off some 4chan comments they probably posted in the mainstream onto a pizza place where we couldn't prove it one or the other. We kind of cover it, go, oh, no, I think they're probably innocent. Then they turn it into,
bullshit.
Oh, Alex Jones recants. Pedophilia doesn't exist anywhere in the world.
Yep. That's definitely what they said.
Are you smelling?
That's definitely what they said. I'm sure it's what they said.
Are you smelling the booze on him in that clip?
Oh, yeah.
The slurring is coming back. The sort of noises.
Yep.
All of that is there. It's
the mood swings.
Uh-huh. And even that version of his Pizzagate lie about what they covered is different than the Pizzagate lie we covered on the last episode. So, I mean, he can't keep his story straight, but we have at least that one video of him that's completely contradictory, him saying people should investigate the pizza
place. And we've got a documentation of him lying in a different way than the way he's lying now.
Right. And no one is – no one – No one who believes that Pizzagate is stupid and thinks that you're stupid and damaging to the cause of protecting children thinks that pedophilia doesn't exist.
That's not a thing.
That's absurd.
I can't imagine. I know that there's at least one dude who does believe that because there's 7 billion people on this planet.
Sure.
But that dude is an idiot.
And that ain't us, baby.
No.
And it's not. It's again just this. Misaligning your critics, misaligning the people who are against you. One way to do it is to say that everyone who we're fighting against are these monsters who keep kids in cages.
Right.
The other way is to say that people are arguing that pedophilia doesn't exist.
Well, we can use this as an example of a straw man, but we've already established that he does not understand what a straw man is.
It wouldn't be helpful.
No.
So anyway, in this next, he just talks more about that Salon article. I'm going to go ahead and skip that clip. This next one, this is delicious.
Okay.
This next one features one of my favorite things, and that is, Alex Jones fake crying, and.
Oh, I love me some fake crying.
This is, just his showmanship coming out, and then on top of it, he starts it off by insinuating that civil war is about to break out.
Well, Craig, I'm gonna tell you what's about to happen. I've already experienced it. They've tried financial stuff. I can feel it in my gut. They think we're cowards. They're about to go physical. We all need to be on absolute alert right now. I can feel it. This is destiny. I think we're about to beat them. And I'm not just saying that. I don't ever say that on air. I am feeling a moment
so
right now
times.
In my gut.
so many times.
I believe we've crossed a threshold with your courage and all our listeners' courage. I believe we're crossing a threshold that if we just stay strong, hold fast.
Oh my God.
Those kids are crying out to God to be saved. And we're doing that. We don't want to be saviors. We're not. It's got to be done. And so as men, we can't be intimidated by this. We have to ask God to give us a guidance to have victory.
Fuck you.
You can see how fucking fake that is.
Fuck you, Alex Jones.
If you watch the video, you can absolutely see how fake that is. Like, it's offensive. And the content of it makes it all the worse. There's not strong enough words for how bad I feel about this.
No, he's a. This is un.
Are you getting why?
This is unconscionable.
Are you getting why I have labeled this a new low?
Yeah.
For him. This is absolutely.
Yeah. This is.
Words
this
fail
is
me.
Such. Moment of silence. I don't know. Words have failed me as well. This is unbelievable.
Do you want it to get worse?
No.
We need to do it for the children. That's where our strength is in the love. But now I know we've got to fund what you're doing. So I hope listeners go buy water filters, things you need.
X2,
that's about to sell out. They're trying to shut off
Fuck
the supply
you.
Of that because it's such a bestseller.
Fuck you!
Just anything. They've got intel on us, folks.
Yep.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
See, we get,
Fuck you!
We get what it's really about.
And you know what, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, too.
Fair enough.
This is not... That... Dan?
Sorry.
Dan. Don't you dare bring this to my attention. I lived in a world where that didn't happen up until this point. You made me here.
Mm-hmm.
You bastard.
It's one of those things where he has put on this show, this elaborate show that I believe is a three-act play,
this
essentially.
This is Kabuki theater.
And now we've come to the part where, because everything is so severe, and because we're clearly in the crosshairs of this evil group that we're trying to take down, you need to give us a lot more money.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give a ton of money to this guy, and that means you've got to give me more money.
Yep.
That's exactly what the game
you
is.
You need to support him and me so I can support him.
Right.
You need to donate twice.
Yep. That is the game. That is 100% the game. And now we get to it where Alex, I think.
So that is that low level evil cunning.
Yep.
That's what that is right there. Mm-hmm. That is this whole thing. Unfucking believable.
Well, it's political points and this.
Yeah. No, this is a televangelist level.
It's well designed, I think, in many ways. You know, like if you're not paying attention to what's actually going on, it's easy to get caught up in the sensationalism and the emotion of it.
Yeah,
and if you're someone who is easily
influenced,
sure. Or you know, I think people, rightfully so, are very offended when they hear about children being harmed.
Yeah.
And I think that using that is one way that you can.
We certainly are.
Well, you can easily trigger people into not thinking rationally when you bring those sorts of things up.
Yeah.
And Alex is doing that to an intense degree.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. In this next clip, we get to the point where Alex doubles back on reestablishing, trying to make it seem like this has been a real turn of events.
Right.
So here's this next clip.
As I said an hour and a half ago when he was on air, and we're going to have a Don in a moment, but Craig, did I not say, this is the issue, they shut us down in real time, because Trump is doing thousands of busts every month, they're catching kids in dungeons, they are so scared of this.
Nope.
Drunk slurring.
They are so scared of this.
And he's trying to reinforce this idea that he predicted it earlier, because every time you bring this stuff up, they censor it. They don't.
Nope.
This
Nobody does.
This show went out.
you're right. The fact that you're listening to this right now means I'm not telling you the truth.
That millions of people listen to your show every week, Alex.
Theoretically.
But
well,
I mean,
45 million people listen to his show every
week. Using his own numbers, he's far more popular than Craig Sawyer, the Saw Man. So they censor this guy, but not Alex. It doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
It's absurd. It's absolutely fucking theater. So anyway, David Knight has been silently sitting by as co-host through this.
Has he been sitting there?
He has, but he's not
on Skype. Thank God he hasn't been allowed to talk.
He has. I just cut most of it out.
Oh, okay, good.
I left this.
Thank God you didn't allow us to hear him talk.
Unfortunately, we do have to listen to him for a minute here.
God damn it.
But, so I want to, I don't think I made this clear enough. So he's interviewing the Saw Man at the beginning.
Right.
And then they finish their call. And Alex goes, and the end. McAdoo is there. McAdoo. And then when the
McAdoo
don't. When
we should quit.
Guys, it's been knowledge fight. Yeah. So whenever the thing gets taken down, they get Sawman back on the phone. They get him back on Skype. So there's a break where he's not there, and then they bring him back. So I wanted to make sure it was clear. The sort of narrative.
Wait. So he was on there and then the thing got taken down?
He was on for, to announce the fundraiser.
Right.
They finish the call. There's a break of like maybe 45 minutes, half an hour or so.
Yep.
And it's boring. So I cut most of that out.
Yeah.
And then it gets taken down and they get him back on
Skype. So during the show, immediately after announcing this.
Yeah.
It is then taken down.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I assume that. He probably got people donating, right?
Yeah, apparently what they were saying.
That's why they had to have taken it down is because
they were saying,
it got enough attention.
They were saying it got up to like $50,000 in an hour.
Yeah.
But
and so they had to have taken it down.
That was Alex.
Yeah.
But still, yeah.
If he had, did he do it, like, did he actually click the buttons on air?
He shows his receipt on air.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know.
All right.
I'm inclined to believe he did.
Right.
But be that as it may, yeah, that's exactly right. What you're saying is exactly the case. The fact that it was getting a ton of traction and they realize, oh shit, this violates a lot of our services.
Yeah.
If they got like $35, it would probably fly under the radar.
Yeah.
It wouldn't get up to the QA team or whatever.
Well, and either that or
legal.
Or as we know, since 45 million people are listening to Alex Jones, I'm assuming at least one of the employees was listening.
Possible.
Yep.
So anyway, in this next clip, David Knight comes in. And
that's the sigh of a man ready for whatever comes next.
Well, he wants to talk about abortions being a sacrifice of children to a dark god.
Baphomet.
But he skips off that.
Of course.
To make this point. Because it's so bad, I'd like you to not talk. I know I say this too much, and I'm sorry.
You're not, you have never said that too much.
Please let this clip play.
Generally speaking, you have always been absolutely correct.
Please let this clip play, because it's horribly offensive.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that, but you know, when you talked about they can never make this accepted, because we do not have consenting adults, okay? That's what all of this stuff about transgenderism is, as far as I'm concerned. It's about saying that we can have 5, 6, 7-year-olds decide that they want to be a...
The government can discuss the sex of your kid and do things you don't tell them until they're 12. They're in your life at age 5. It's goddamn pedophilia.
Well, you can have the teacher, you can have a psychiatrist, or you can have the parents or whatever telling them, no, I think we want to change your sex or something. If they can do that, and the kid can make that determination at the early ages that we're seeing now... Then what they're setting up down the road is the idea that there is no age of consent. So therefore pedophilia goes.
California said age of consent on vaccines is 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
So a couple of interesting things that I would like to point out is that there are very formal, standards in terms of psychologists and how they interact with transgendered youth.
Good.
For a good reason is because it is a very serious thing. It is a real thing.
If you ever use the word transgenderism in my presence, I'm going to fill my hand.
You got to fill that hand.
I got to fill that hand.
So it's really...
Transgenderism.
Yeah, because that makes it seem like it's some sort of plot.
Yeah. No. So, unacceptable.
Psychiatrists and the community at large follow, it used to be called the Harry Benjamin Standards of Care.
Okay.
Now it's the WPATH, the WPATH Standards of Care are the generally accepted standards in terms of treating and dealing with children who present with gender dysphoria and those sorts of things.
Unless you're a Christian psychiatrist, in which you're pulling your own fucking bullshit, you can go right straight to hell.
One of the things that's interesting is this first paragraph. An important difference between gender dysphoric children and adolescents is in the proportion for whom dysphoria persists into adulthood. Gender dysphoria during childhood does not inevitably continue into adulthood. Rather, in follow-up studies of pre-pubertal children, mainly boys, who were referred to clinics for assessment of gender dysphoria, the dysphoria persisted into adulthood only for 6 to 23% of the children. Boys in these studies were more likely to identify as gay in adulthood than as transgender. Newer studies, including including girls, showed a 12 to 27% persistence rate of gender dysphoria into adulthood. In contrast, the persistence of gender dysphoria into adulthood appears to be much higher for adolescents. No formal prospective studies exist. However, in a follow-up study of 70 adolescents who were diagnosed with gender dysphoria and given puberty-suppressing hormones, all continued with the actual sex reassignment, beginning with feminizing, masculinizing hormone therapy. So that's kind of interesting.
How many? What was the percentage?
All.
In adolescent.
All of the ones that were studied in adolescents.
Gender dysphoria. All of them. Went on.
All of the ones in this study who had gender dysphoria as youths,
all of the
as
70.
Young as, 2 to 5,
yeah.
In that range.
That all was 12 to 25%.
12 to 27 in the most recent study. Right. That was in 2008.
Right. But once you got into adolescence.
If it persisted, then it would persist on into adulthood.
Wow.
So now the standards of care that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
There is never a 100%. Now, 70 is a very small sample size.
Right, and that's absolutely true. And they need to do more research on that.
Absolutely.
But other studies have shown that there is a strong indication that if it is persistent into that age, then it's absolutely a fully real thing.
When your puberty hormones start to really kick the fuck in.
Right. There's a lot of confusion that can happen when you're younger, and a lot of that does happen around sexual identity and those sorts of things.
Right.
And the reason that it's important not to treat people like they're weird or treat people like they're awful is because some people grow out of phases and some people don't. And for some people, it's not even a phase. It's who they are.
Right.
And so when you have this 12 to 27%, that do persist into adulthood from the age of like 2, you can't be shitty to that 12 to 27%. You know what I mean?
You can't be shitty.
So as a psychiatrist.
Don't be shitty, period.
As a psychiatrist, it's your responsibility to protect those 12 to 27% while at the same time, acknowledging that as they get older, they may change.
Yeah.
And they may become, I have to choose my words
Which
very carefully.
Such...
Because it's not becoming okay with who you are. It's that.
Acknowledging who you are.
But it's the dysphoria, it goes away or whatever. It was just that for you.
Right.
For that, what would it be? 84 to 63% of the population.
Right.
73, whatever.
Yeah.
So you have to, as a therapist, respect the people who aren't going to age out.
Yeah.
And not bully the other people who might.
Yeah.
It's a very delicate line.
And you can't know.
No.
You can't predict.
No.
So that is...
It's being respectful to both groups.
That's so fucking hard.
Yeah.
And then, of course, everybody knows psychiatrists who, you know, how many psychiatrists have you cycled through?
The number.
Exactly. So you've got those people who
right, but in the case of stuff like this, there are very clear cut standards of care that exist, and the idea that schools and doctors are tricking people and telling them, "Oh no, you're only 6 years old; you should be a boy when you're a girl."
That sort of fucking thing.
It absolutely doesn't exist.
And that's irresponsible because that undermines your trust in any of them.
Absolutely.
Why would you trust any doctor, any school? Any psychiatrist,
wow.
If they're very possibly telling your 5-year-old child, you should be a girl.
And it further, by their arguments, undermines everybody who has a non-binary or non-traditional sexual gender identity.
Yep.
And so why would you trust any of these people who have this identity if you know that they're all full of shit and maybe being tricked by doctors?
And why would you trust your fucking kid?
Right.
Why would you do anything but yell at that kid? All day, every day.
Send them to a camp.
No, you are this.
Yep.
Or you send them to one of those pray out the fucking gay camps. And if you run one of those camps, again, you are a criminal.
And we've just glossed over entirely, and I feel terrible that we have, the fact that drunkenly Alex yells, it's goddamn pedophilia.
Yeah.
When talking about people who identify as trans younger.
It's so hard not to just tune that out.
Right.
And because that's well within character for him to drunkenly shout that.
Yeah.
And that's not even really related.
It's horrible, but it's like white noise somehow.
Yeah.
But then the other thing that he doesn't understand at all is the difference between sexual orientation.
Also, that's interruption number three.
Oh, he's interrupted way more than that. I've
that's
cut a
true.
Lot of it out.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So, but he doesn't understand the difference between sexual identity and sexual orientation, which is further offensive. Sexual right. identity has nothing to do with getting fucked or
and
anything like that.
Not even attempting.
Not trying at all. But we also know he can't read.
No, that's true.
That it makes it difficult. All of this stuff that I've presented is stuff I've read.
I
how would he know any of the stuff I know?
You know,
his list of ways to learn, reading
right.
wasn't on there.
No. Yeah, that's right. That's right. We did figure that one out.
Here's where he wraps everything into Trump and then, it goes really weird with it. Goes really fucking weird.
That's the kind of guy.
There are kids in cages all over this country right now. They'd see their mommy in 2 years and these
fake
pedophiles
bullshit.
Line up and torture the hell out of them.
Fake
and
bullshit.
We owe it to humanity and our species to get out of this TV trance and say no. And Greg Sawyer is saying no. And all these other people I know.
You manipulative.
Trump's got military operations wiping out Al-Qaeda bases in the U.S. I shouldn't even, I'm just going to say it all.
Civilians.
He's wiping them out. Obama is a Muslim. They had set up leagues. They had, that's why Trump is just ignoring their attacks. He just is trying to wipe out their plan before they get him. And that Trump is so selfish, selfless. It makes me just, it is such an epic time.
That's insane. That's a string of
insane
things.
That's a string of insane rants.
It's absolutely not based on any reality.
I'm glad he got an Obama as a Muslim in there.
Sure, that's irrelevant.
I would have been very disappointed if we didn't hear that at least once.
Nice and not true, but also irrelevant. But then, it's just that fake crying shit. And that warthog noises. All right, we have one more clip. And this... Again, is what it's all about.
You saved the worst for last.
Well, I mean, it really, again, if we haven't had the prestige yet, this is
the fill your hand moment.
So get ready. I mean, you're going to.
I kind of like that.
I don't hate it either.
I kind of like it.
In the same way that I like a lot of his music.
No, I'm going to start using that.
Yeah. Hey, fill your hand.
That's number three thing we agree with Alex Jones on.
I'm not
fill
putting
your
it on
hand.
The website.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, here you go. You're going to yell.
I'm not made out of money, but I only invest in the truth, and I can tell this is the key. So $10,000 was given earlier. They blocked it. $100,000 is coming now. And, folks, that's a whole employee we could hire for the year and all their taxes and everything. It doesn't matter. I'm so committed. Please donate to us at InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the X2. They're trying to block us on that. Maybe our last shipment. Just please. I just want to beat them. I have a compulsion. I have a compulsion to help children. I have a compulsion to fight these people. That's what I mean. It's just fighting them and then blocking us and the things they do. And they're so pathetic. As a man, I ask myself, how is scum ruling me? And it's just, let's defeat them. But if you just support us, spread the videos, get the workout, we're going to win.
Fuck you. Yep.
Fuck you.
At the end of the day. So that's what it's all about.
The entire, oh.
Yeah.
Money. So, money. Mm-hmm. Money.
But money's not his god. At
money.
The end, do you think?
Hey, maybe donate to, you know, people who take care of them.
Right. Any of these
Donate to people who care for these
Hey, you know what would be great? Donate to these organizations that are actually on the ground helping these victims who got saved. Maybe one of these, like Saving Innocence project, one of these sorts of things. Maybe donate to one of them. One of the ways that we've tried to make a positive impact is donating to the Ali Forney Center for homeless LGBTQ youth in New York. We're, you know, do something like that. But I want to just play this in case you missed the end of our last episode. This was Alex a mere 11
Less
hours.
Less than 24 hours ago.
Maybe 11 hours before he put on this three-act play about propaganda, about child abuse. This is what he sounded like.
In your words, it was four acts.
There's three ways to learn, or maybe four, but you can learn through experience. You can learn through education. Or you can learn through...
genetic memories?
Revelation.
Race memory.
Race
memory. I'd say through your DNA. Be the fourth.
There it is. Beyond, I agree. DNA. Yeah, exactly. Race memory. So there is always more. Exactly. Instincts, common sense. So there's common sense. There's learning. I mean, let's go over the ways you learn.
Well, you have education, like you said. You have
experience.
Rob, you revelation. Poor dumb bastard.
Which probably is the DNA.
Staring.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, it's spiritual,
staring
but yeah,
at
exactly.
Alex
that's
Jones.
Why you know it.
And you really learn by screwing up.
Screwing up.
That's how you learn. That's well, one of the biggest ways.
The best way is to learn.
Best way is to learn.
So let me ask you this question. There's three ways to learn, or maybe four.
I started the clip again accidentally.
Ladies
so,
and gentlemen, the best way to learn
is to read.
Is to learn.
Is to read. Go ahead and read. Or talk
Go
to
ahead
people.
And read. Talk to people.
So that's, I wanted to
learn.
I wanted to play that to illustrate. He was a wasty drunk ass, on his show the night before.
Yep.
For 2 hours on the air, where he was threatening and then
and
ended up like that.
You can hear the, you can hear the clear parallels and similarities at that clip to the end of the other clips.
So, in summation, I believe that what we've covered here, I apologize that we've had to talk about some of this stuff. I really don't like covering, these sort of issues necessarily because I worry that people could think that our perspective is minimizing a real world problem. That is very, that's something I really don't want to do. I don't want to minimize or take away from the reality of abuse against children. I only want to stress that Alex Jones is using it for his own gain.
This is pure exploitation and it's for money.
Well, and political
points. It's
for
money.
And political points.
Which lead
to money.
I'm not willing to give him political points on this episode.
Okay.
I'm not. There's no.
All the Trump stuff though?
I'm not willing to do any of that.
Fair.
All of that is in service to getting money.
Sure, sure.
I think any of that is all ancillary.
Well, the Trump's...
Because he's done all of that shit before.
Right.
He can do all of that shit in any other episode. And you and I both know he's done this pedophilia bullshit many times. Mm-hmm. Not in the long form narrative that we're seeing now.
Not to this degree.
And if the only way to conclude that the reason that he put this together, or the only conclusion I can draw, is that this is all a telethon.
Yeah.
This is the dark world version of a, what's his face?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis. There it is. Yeah. There it is. This is the underworld drow elf version of Jerry Lewis's telethon.
Well, I think I'm gonna amend my statement a tiny bit.
Not to offend any of our drow elf listeners.
Sure. The thing I would amend is that I have posited, and I do believe that Alex or someone in production knew that this fundraiser would get taken down and be able to be used exploitatively.
Yeah.
The only other possibility I can come up with is that the storyline that they were gonna go with was they launch this fundraiser, it raises tons of money, and then Alex can be like, I'm a part of this, so support our show because we're supporting this.
Yeah.
And that would still give them fundraising possibilities. And then, when the fundraiser is taken down, he, much like he has criticized Rahm Emanuel for saying, does not let a crude crisis go to waste.
No.
I think it's possible that there is that. He's like, oh, let's make hay while the sun shines.
Yeah.
We can make a narrative out of this.
Yeah.
That's possible. I think it's more likely that he knew it would get taken down and that this was all a setup from the jump.
Yeah. This is one episode, I think, where we both agree that our stupid versus evil continuum, evil is the one that wins all the way on this guy.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And even if my hypothetical other scenario is true, that's still evil. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, sorry guys that this wasn't our typical fun freewheeling, type of episode. But again, like I think we agree, we need to cover, the totality of Alex. We'll be back for another episode that won't be like this. We'll have one that'll be a lot more fun and stupid. and what have you next time around. But until then, you can find us at our website over at knowledgefight.com. I'll have citations up there for the news stories that I referenced.
You can subscribe to us on iTunes.
You can.
You can follow us on Twitter.
Uh-huh, at knowledge_fight. Also, I'm sorry, I can't figure out how to get an image to show up on our iTunes feed. So it's just a microphone
or
whatever.
So that's what it's going to be forever, huh?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
All right.
Like us or don't. I don't want it.
You're already getting defensive.
I don't want people liking us just because we have a picture.
I do.
If you don't like us when we don't have a picture, you don't deserve us when we do.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So,
Now I don't like us doing this episode.
There's a ton of other stuff you can find on our website too, knowledgefight.com. Like I said,
email us at, knowledgefight@gmail.com.
Please do. Also,
we're sending out those wine bottles.
They're sitting here right on the table. They're
autographed. We've got them signed, sealed, and boy, they are neither sealed nor delivered.
Nope, they're signed.
They're signed.
you can find our growing autobiography. It's kind of an autobiography.
It's not. Well, actually, you're right. It is kind of an autobiography.
We have an autobiography in progress of Alex Jones on the website. Also, lie files, where I documented a number of his lies and explained why they're lies. There's a lot of content over there, guys. Enjoy it.
And hey, we're growing. People are sharing this and we're getting more listeners.
Please do more of that.
I really am surprised and grateful, and I'm glad you guys do it. Like, all of the contact we have on Twitter with people is always really engaged, and we like to be there. And people, you guys surprise us and, show us stuff that we wouldn't have otherwise found.
And so thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much, everybody. You're the best. But you know what? We're also the best at one thing.
God, your transitions are amazing.
What's that one thing we're the best at?
You have segued into what we are the best at, and I'll tell you what it is.
What's that?
We're a couple of policy wonks.
Damn right.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.